Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is so great to be with all of you here today again. And my name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time of great transformation. And I'm sure you can feel the purging and the changes that are going on in all of our lives. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. That is just another form of support that can help you on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. So, we have just passed the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, that is. Those of you listening to this radio show in the southern hemisphere, you've just gone through the not the winter solstice, but the summer solstice, of course. But today's focus is on giving birth to the light that very much is symbolized by this event of the longest night throughout the year. And it is very much that we are experiencing during these times of darker, longer nights, darker days, shorter days. We experience a lot of inner transformation, because these days force us to go deeper within and to listen more to a voice that usually cannot be heard if you're always active and always focused outside of yourself. So there are certain times throughout the year, also like Mercury, when Mercury moves retrograde, but there are certain times throughout the year where we are asked to not be afraid to enter the womb of the darkness, to then be able to give birth to a new light. And it has been celebrated for thousands of years. The pagans, before any church has created the birth of the Christ baby, there always has been the celebration of celebrating the light within the darkness. And so we look around in our own life and we have to ask ourselves, where have we not paid attention? Where have we not lived up to our higher truths? Where have we been running away from our own true self? And very interesting what happened to me tonight. I was at work and I thought I was leaving at a reasonable time, yet by the time I got into the car, it was already 30 minutes before the radio show was going to start. And now this radio show is not one where you can just use your cell phone. You have to be at home and you have to have the right equipment in front of you or wherever you're holding it. So I'm driving along, and there's really no way that I could have gotten here in time. And yet, I prayed to Saint Germain, to the Ascended Masters. I asked them to free the roads up for me. And now in New Jersey, it's also a very rainy and foggy day. And lo and behold, it took me half the amount of time to get here than it usually does. And then also, when I got off the exit, first I got a little annoyed because there was someone really slow in front of me. But then I looked, and written on the back of the truck was one sentence, "In God we trust." And that is such a big message at these times of darkness. Really, the darkness in itself is neutral. It asks us to be willing to detach ourselves from anything that no longer serves us, whether it's belief systems, feelings, memories, the past. It really asks us to come back to the present moment. And in this darkness, when we allow ourselves to really feel it and to be carried by it, there's then the opportunity for a new light to be born. And this light is our own inner light. It is our own divine essence. It is our own God self. Because if we step away from religion and look at God as just another definition for source, creator, the great spirit of all that is, the key here, the spirit, the great spirit of all that is, then we know we are part of that too. And then we also know that the light and the darkness is all part of all that is. And so we are asked now to take a look and question where we have allowed our ego or our lower self to convince us that we are all alone, that we are separate, that there only was one Christed being, and everything to get from here to the ascended self seems to be such a huge mountain to climb and really impossible for us to reach. But is that really true? Isn't it that we, in a way, already have the divine part within us that has all the answers? And so, therefore, aren't we just assuming that to get from here to there is such a long road? Aren't we just creating this long road by envisioning how hard it is to maintain a vibration of love and light within the darkness? But in reality, what if the darkness is love too? What if that what we've judged in reality are only our fears of the unknown? And if we allow ourselves to be in this place of not knowing, to be in this place of openness and acceptance of everything within our life, then maybe that what appears to be adversity or creates tension no longer can attach itself to you and simply slips off, allowing you to emerge out of a structure that has held you in bondage into a more liberated state. And whenever we come to the end of any year, we are being prepared to complete a lot of processes, to cross a threshold, to experience a new us, a new you, whatever that might be for you. And so the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, calls to us for quietude, for stillness, for that willingness to not do, to not act, to not be in action at all, but to rest. And in this restful space and state, to then allow the new to appear effortless without us even having to do anything. The easiest way to give birth to anything is by letting go of needs and struggle and just allowing the birth to take place. And so Saint Germain today, after all, he is a master of transformation and his focus is about change, which means it is always about being willing to let go what no longer serves you and opening yourself up to the new. That is the only way change can happen. He will come to you and will take you on an inner journey to this place, into the void, into that emptiness where we can allow ourselves for one moment to truly be nothing. And in this nothingness and in this emptiness, we can open ourselves up to become a vessel of a new galactic frequency, to enter as a new galactic light, to enter us. And just as the Christ child was born around this time, as a symbology, I know many of you know that that wasn't exactly the time, but regardless, as a symbol for the Christ, for a beacon of hope and love to be born in this time of darkness, it happens within you too. And that means that you have an opportunity to open yourself up tonight to receive an effusion of high frequency, galactic, cosmic light and love to support you in this birthing process of your own Christ itself. And with the Christ, we really talk about this consciousness of maintaining a vibration of love and a vibration of openness to be illuminated through your divine essence and therefore receive whatever it is you need at any moment in time that it is appropriate. And therefore we can let go of the stress of having to perform and the knowing that everything truly is already in perfect divine order. And so I invite you now to prepare yourself already to receive, to already go within and to just let yourself be. Being willing to not have to do anything, being willing that this is your time where you open yourself up to give birth to a whole new sun within the sun, within all suns, and that sun is you. That radiant light, that radiant sun is you. To awaken within you that courage to no longer be afraid of change, but to see in change an opportunity to give birth to a whole new experience of your own self. And so in each radio show, there's a piece that will be activated within you through Saint Germain, through the Ascended Masters, through the angels, for your benefit to go through this transformational process. Because have no doubt, you've chosen to be here on Earth, not because you have to clean up old karma, and not because you haven't gotten it, or you've been left behind, or you've been forgotten, or whatever other painful reason you can think of. You're here at this time to assist humanity and Earth in the awakening process. And the most effective way we can do this is by allowing ourselves to dip into the darkness without fear through the power of love and become the alchemists. And by doing so, bringing out of the darkness new gifts, new wisdom, the deeper mysteries of life to the surface, to the awareness of all that is, treading a path that others then find the courage to walk as well, bringing about transformation not only for your own self and your own life, but then also for many in turn as well. So these are truly momentous times. We are moving out of the 2015 year into a 2016 year. We are moving from a frequency of the 8, which is all about spirit and matter touching upon each other to create a new alignment, a new relationship, into a year of 2016 that vibrates to the number 9, which is very much about completion. In 2016, you will be asked no longer to just keep learning lessons, but to bring the show on the road. You've learned all your lessons. You've received all the tools you need. Now it is time to really make it happen and to put yourself out there more fully as a beacon of love and light than ever before. Because there are going to be many that are just in the process of awakening. And if you remember your own first awakening, it can be quite a scary process and moment when you give birth to a new light. And then you become the spiritual midwives that assist in this process of giving birth to a new consciousness. And 2016 will be a very important year, as any loose ends that might still be out there are certainly going to be finding their closure at this point. So with that, I'm going to turn the word over to Saint Germain. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. Now that I, Saint Germain, am with you always during this time of great change, and there is no more profound time of great change when one year changes to the next, when you give birth to a new seed of light at the winter solstice. Now, for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, that day already has passed. And yet you know within the inner realm, there is no time and space. So I will move you backwards in time to that exact moment of the longest night of the year, when the sun, and the earth, and the moon, everything is in a specific alignment at this specific time of the year, reminding you that within the vastness of all that is, within that dark void of the womb, much can happen. And yes, of course it holds true that when you go through a birthing process, that there can be pain and there can be tension. But it doesn't have to be like that. The more willing you are to allow yourself to relax and to flow with the changes, to ride the waves of change, so to speak, instead of forcing the waves of change to move into a certain direction, the easier it's going to be for you. And for many of you, that is in regards to your relationships, whether it is a business relationship, a loved one that you care about, or a loved one that you would like to be with but can't be with, or if you experience having lost someone who has been very close to your heart, very dear to you. Simply now, all of this will become less painful for you as you're willing to remember the foundation of transformation, the foundation of life, the foundation of all of existence within all of the universes. It is the understanding that in God you trust, just as Brigida received this message earlier. It is also a message for every one of you. Now move beyond the word God, because the word God, of course, for some of you, holds a lot of baggage, a lot of weight, a lot of history that is uncomfortable to you because of past lives or even this lifetime. So in what do you trust? In what do you have faith in these moments of darkness? In these moments where you cannot see and you do not know, and you might not even be able to make a choice. I know I always say at the core of transformation is choice, but there might be moments where you cannot even make a choice, because either path that is in front of you, neither one of them is right, neither one of them is wrong. You simply cannot divide yourself into two directions, even so you might want to. You are forced to make a choice, and you just can't. You can't, from the power of love, you can't just ignore one aspect for the other. And that is okay too. Because if you can't make a choice, sometimes the choice is to wait for something to open up, for something to unfold. And the only way you can wait and not move into action is through the power of your trust and faith. And the only way you can have trust and faith is by your willingness to maintain your inner connection between body, soul, and spirit. If you maintain that connection, if you maintain the bridge to all those aspects to be open, if you remember to use your heart to connect with your soul, and to use your soul then to connect with your divine presence, your God self, your creator self, then it will become easier. And really only then it will become fully possible to be in a place of trust and faith. And so it is crucial in these times when there is a lot of darkness around you. And that is regardless whether you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere. The winter solstice is only a symbol for life. There are always times where you feel lost in that darkness, in that confusion, in the not knowing. Then slow down. Go into this place of inner stillness and allow yourself to feel your heart. And yes, in the beginning you might feel a lot of sadness and sorrow and pain. Still sit in that stillness and allow yourself to feel that pain. It must come up to be transformed and transmuted so that you can reach deeper and find what's beyond that pain, what's beyond that sadness, what's beyond that sorrow. If you only keep running away from it, it will grow stronger and stronger. If you learn to maintain it, since you are an aspect of humanity, you will often find that it is not just your own individual sadness and sorrow you fear, but you're feeling it for humanity as a whole as well. And as you remember your connection to all of us, your connection to me, then you can call on us. You can call on me. You can call on Archangel Zadkiel and call on the violet flame of transformation to transform and transmute those discordant energies, those energies of pain and sorrow into the vibration of love and light. As you do that, you become such a profound gift for humanity over and over again. Because have no doubt, you're here on Earth not because of your own individual's ascension process. Yes, that is part of it too. But you're here on Earth to assist humanity in opening up their eyes, in starting to find the courage to tread new ways, to experience new forms of living, to be courageous and see themselves in a whole new light. But for that, you have to be able to see yourself in a new light as well. You have to begin to see yourself as that extension, not only of Earth, but also of the hierarchy of light, and that nothing is too small to ask for. So we are going to listen now to another piece of music played by Mike Snyder, channeled through him, to remind you of your alignment to your soul and to your divine presence, to remind you that there is a beautiful light already within you, and that what we are doing at the winter solstice is not simply igniting or giving birth to a new light. What it really is about is reinforcing the divine light that is already within you to grow stronger so that it can balance the darkness and merge together into a whole new consciousness of oneness. So at this time, when you listen to this smaller piece of music, feel yourself aligning body, soul, and spirit. Feel your heart opening up and allow yourself to just be in this place of emptiness to prepare yourself then for the inner journey we are going to take to truly infuse you with the light. And now take a few deep breaths. With every out breath, allow yourself to sink deeper into that alignment of body, soul, and spirit. Feel the empowerment that comes simply through that alignment, allowing you to feel that sense of all oneness. And as you continue the breathing, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own inner self, within the vastness of all that is. And through your intent, through your connection to your divine I Am Presence, we are now going to shift the time-space balance around so that you experience right now the moment, the true moment of the winter solstice. Wherever you are, doesn't make a difference. It is for the experience sake that you are now entering the darkest and longest night of the year. And I ask you to allow yourself to fall into that darkness without judgment, without that concern that it's going to keep you, or that you lose control, that you will lose sight of the light. Simply know that within that darkness, within that void, within that emptiness, there's an opportunity for you to become even more of who you are, to open your heart even further to your divine presence. And so with every out-breath, you're being caught by the void, by that darkness, to go deeper and deeper. You might even experience that sound, feelings, everything ceases to exist. You simply are in the state of openness and readiness to receive that what is to be provided to you at any moment in time. In this place, you are willing to detach yourself from everything, from the outcomes of preconceived ideas and hopes and wishes. Just allow yourself to float and be receptive. And in this place, there's a voice that is calling to you. It is a voice of your higher consciousness. And it's reaching out to you with a few simple words. Peace, love, oneness. And so you're following that magnetic pull of that voice that has been reaching to you from beyond time and space. It has been reaching to you from a place where there is no structure. And it's calling you to also let go of any form of structure. This includes also your physical self, to release your physical self for one moment. And free yourself from everything, to only let your consciousness move towards that calling. And as you find yourself moving through space, away from the earth for a moment, deeper into space, you witness similar dynamics as on Earth. You witness the birthing of a sun as well as the death of a sun. You witness supernovas as well as black holes. And from the state that you're in, you recognize that there is a balance in everything. there's a balance between the light and the darkness, the deaths and the births, the love, the fear. And this balance creates a power of alchemy, because it allows that what's opposing each other to come together, to merge, and by merging, becoming a new form of existence. So right now, allow visions to come up, memories come up of the times in your own life where you felt that you were confronted with something very much opposing you. In this consciousness place that you are, simply let it come up in form of visions fleeting by. And you're not supposed to do anything with that, but recognizing that all of these moments are opportunities for you to become the alchemist, for you to be the power of transformation in action. And yet there comes a point in time where action is no longer required, where in this process it is not about acting, but simply about being the empty vessel for spirit to work through and bring illumination to you as well as to those around you. So use your intent to release all those visions, to release them and to let them go as you ready yourself, as you get closer and closer to that cosmic consciousness of a higher frequency of love than you've ever felt before. It's calling to you within the darkness. It is there. It has always been there. But you can't force becoming one with it. You have to allow yourself to become one with it. And so this essence of love also holds within it the seed of a new light for you that you can early experience through the opening of your heart, through your willingness to become vulnerable. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for a new state of vulnerability so you can behold a new light essence within you? And leading up to this, yes, you might have had to let go of a job situation, or you might have had to let go of a relationship, or you might have had to let go of a life situation in general. But that is okay. It is okay to release what no longer serves you. It is okay to let go of the loved ones who are ready to transition over into the higher realms, who might leave their physical body behind right now, because it's time for them to let go. It's time for them to liberate themselves as well during these days of the darker nights where the veils are thinner. And so, as we are now following that inner calling, following that voice, you become aware of a light that is far in the distance. But as you get closer, that light becomes larger and larger. It is a beautiful opening, a beautiful portal that is beckoning to you as you get closer. And as you step in through that portal, awaiting you on the other side is Lord Maitreya himself, the cosmic Christ. He's waiting for you on the other side to infuse you with this new galactic light frequency encoding that will activate aspects of your DNA that have been asleep for a long time. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to let go of all your preconceived ideas about yourself and just be open to transform into this beautiful flower in the year to come, stepping into a new form of blossoming? If so, step through the portal now and receive the gift that Lord Maitreya has for you, as he will infuse the galactic light frequency encoding into you. And now that we will have more music playing from Mike Snyder for this process, just maintain your openness to receive this light coding, this light frequency, this galactic infusion into you throughout this whole process. As afterwards, I will be back to take you back to your body. We will start this now.
allow yourself slowly to step through the portal again, now that you received more than just a light infusion. You also received a unique gift that will support you in your transformational process, in the process of giving birth to new life, so that you in turn can assist others to do the same. And now slowly allow yourself to follow the calling of your physical body, to find yourself back slowly through time and space. And as you get closer and closer to your body, you will return also to the exact time and that physical space that is yours as where you've left your body. And as you slowly allow your consciousness to filter back into your body, take a moment to go into your heart center and behold within your heart center a chalice holding this beautiful, radiant, galactic light you received. And I invite you very much to take the time to not only enter your heart center and be in stillness, but to use this light that you've received and to distribute it throughout your body, to use times of despair to then infuse parts of your heart and your solar plexus and every part of your being with that radiant galactic light. It will assist you. It will assist you in seeing yourself anew. It will assist you in releasing what no longer serves you. It will assist you in making peace with some situations in your life that feel right now so painful and uncomfortable. Simply be in that light. Let it grow from within outward until you're fully engulfed in that sphere of galactic light. It is that light that you carry into the world. It is that light that you can use when you touch someone, when you talk to someone, to ignite the light within them too. So now that this light carries much further than simply being activated within you and infused within you, also acknowledge that through the nurturing of this light, you are going to bring change into your outer life as well. Relationships will change. Business situations will change. Your work as a speaker of the hierarchy of light, your work as a healer, as a guide, will change. It has to, because you are changed. And so allow the change to occur. Don't try to figure this out. You will not be able to figure this out. But your heart will tell you what is true. Your heart will tell you what feels right and what is for you to experience in the days ahead. I invite you very much in the next few days to celebrate the birth of the Christ itself is in you. Whenever you're being touched by someone such as Lord Maitreya, the Cosmic Christ, you're being touched by one who reminds you that you're more than just what you think you are. You truly are a teacher. And true teachings come from experience. So allow 2016 to become a new way of you, to share your experiences, to share your understandings, so that you can move to another level of wisdom in the process too, and assist others to do so as well. You are the power of transformation. Everything throughout this radio show series is to remind you of the power that you hold, that you bring change into the world, and that it is needed to bring change into the world. Because that is what the evolutionary process is all about. change. So be at peace, my friends. Celebrate the light within in the next few days. Light a candle just for you. Next week's radio show is the completion of the seven sacred rays. You will experience the ray, the seventh ray of transformation. With that completion, you are ready to ascend to another level of existence, just in time for 2016. Everything is perfect divine timing, so there's reason why we offer all of this right before 2016. So allow yourself then to experience what it means even further to be the alchemist, to be the power of transformation, to use your gifts to call on the celestial realms to bring change and healing into the world. My love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and I'm going to hand the word now over to Brigida. Now that in these next few days, I will very much work with you and through you to assist you in the integration of this new galactic light within every cell of your body. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, Lord Maitreya, for also taking part in this. It's always a great honor to have all of you here. Thank you all listeners for being part of our show today. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I'm looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Saint Germain already talked about what it's going to be like. He certainly will be the one who's going to be leading next week as well. And if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, again, you can visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. If you want to download any of other events that I offer together with Mike Snyder, please go to his website. All the events are recorded there. You might find something you really enjoy. His website is www.mikesnydercc.com, but you can also find that on my resource tab on my website. And it's always an honor to be with all of you, to be with you on this journey of transformation, because that's what this radio show series is really all about, a journey of transformation. Just remember, you can listen to any of these shows, any past shows, 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. I hope for those of you who do celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season in the next few days. And my love is with all of you. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigida Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Peace be with you in these darker days, because you are the light that we all need to bring change and enlightenment into the world. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.